Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Dubis American.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The best of the Phil Hendry 1999 CD is here. Tomorrow, of course, we're at Rock Honda in Fontana. I hope you can join us. It begins at noon, our signing. What we do is sell the CD. Communism is Neat. That's the name of our CD. Anyway, we'll sign it. $20. It all goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. If you'd like one, come on out to Rock Honda. It starts at noon, Saturday the 18th. That's tomorrow. And Rock Honda is located at 9612 Sierra Avenue, just north of the 10. I'll be there at noon, show up early. A band called the Super Cools will be playing before I get there. And then we're also going to have some iced tea. For the Arizona iced tea guy, Frank, is going to be out there. All the proceeds from the sale of that will also go to my friend's place. If you want to order it online, you can do that as well. Go to philhendryshow.com. That's the official website of the Phil Hendry Show. And we have a link there that will help you purchase it online. It's $23.50 online. That means $20 for the CD, $3.50 for shipping and handling. And I am led to believe, and I very strongly do believe, that if you order it online, like say today, it ought to get to you before Christmas, well in advance. The turnaround last year was phenomenal. Really was great. People would order, and I like within a day or two, it would be in the mail. It would be at your house. So it's a pretty solid little thing they got going there. So go online and order it, or come out and see us tomorrow at noon. That is at Rock Honda in Fontana. 1-800-449-8686. Al Pacino with his NFL picks coming up. We'll also have Daryl Weber with the Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree around 6:30 this evening. Or 10:30 or 8:30 or wherever the hell, whatever clock you're looking at. And here in Los Angeles, we have the, what is this called? The Midnight Yell going on. And this has been going on for four nights. Apparently they were turning over garbage cans out at UCLA. And are they smashing windows of stores? I know it's a bad enough whereby the police, what are they doing? Is there property damage going on? Apparently they're feeling the pressure of final exams. And as a result, they're, you know, letting off a little steam. I mean, you hear things like this, you read about stuff like this, and I made the comment this afternoon, this is a culture, the American culture now, has never had less to do. It's a, honest to God, we've never had a bigger problem finding something to do than we do now, because I think that's what it is. Just something to do. See, when that WTO stuff happened in Seattle, that, well, maybe there is a rebirth of some kind of activism, but that was a very isolated thing. In Seattle, they're up there talking about the situation globally. Here in L.A., they're ripping, they're turning over garbage cans and setting fire to crap because they're feeling the strain of their freaking final exams, Jim. With all due respect to the great hardworking students out there, man, it ain't even begun to get hot for you. The pressure ain't even started. What are you guys going to do, man, when you get out, have to find a gig, pay a mortgage, settle down, maybe not so settle down, but in any event, get a bill paid every now and again, find a matching tie for the suit, get out, beat the bricks, find a job, pay a bill, all that. What are you going to do, man? You can't set fire to garbage cans forever. Some old folks try it. It's not the same thing when you're 60 setting fire to a garbage can. It just doesn't seem right. You go out to Palm Springs, those people ain't setting fire to garbage cans. They're in golf carts. They're playing golf. They're living large. So what are they doing, Mr. Producer? Are they setting fire to garbage cans? And what's he doing? Is he on the phone? Okay, never mind. Hey, Mike. What's the story with this UCLA thing? Are they smashing in store windows? Are they... Who in the culture right now can give me an idea? I know what it's because they're yelling and screaming. Because they're under a lot of pressure from what? I got a great idea. Why don't you go get yourself a keg of beer and go out, drive out to Joshua Tree. This is not really about the UCLA students. This is just about the culture in general. I have a feeling. I just got a sense that in America, we got nothing. It's like a bored kid. This whole culture is like a 10-year-old bored child. There's nothing really gunning our engine these days. There's nothing really interesting us. we're sort of, you know, pulling it a little bit with this Y2K thing. Nobody believes anything heavy is going to happen, but everybody's trying to spook each other with it. Okay, so there, that takes up about 5 minutes of our time. What else? Well, New Year's Eve in general, okay? Well, that takes up another minute of our time. So there's 6 minutes of an hour filled up. So what else? Well, kids are picking up guns. They're killing each other. It's become a almost as if you were living in Northern Ireland, man. This guy's rolling a bomb into a pub, or a kid is picking up a rifle and blowing away his fellow classmates. What's the difference? It's the same kind of terror, right? It's the same. Maybe it's not even terror. It's just everyday life, right? Well, that takes up another 5 minutes. So what else? We still got 45 minutes of the hour to fill up with what? So as a culture, America has never been pulling on it harder, faster, tighter. So hopefully with this new millennium, something's going to give. I mean, something exciting is going to happen. Maybe we could provide it. Probably not. We got our CD signing. There's just another couple of minutes out of the hour. What more can we ask of you? Go ahead and turn over some garbage cans. Maybe it'll turn into an actual popular uprising, although I very, very seriously doubt it. And who, by the way, is doing all the rioting out there? I thought everybody that went to UCLA these days was Asian, Asian American, Asian Pacific, or something having to do with over there, right? Are these are actually native-born American white kids? So all the Asian kids are going ape. Are they setting fire? I never thought I'd see the day. Well, wait a minute. Now I see all the news from Korea. I take that back. That the very hardworking young Asian people out there at UCLA, all the math and science guys, the computer guys, they're just trying to let off a little steam. Is there really something wrong with masturbation in that context? I think not. And maybe a little bit more of that and a little less of the turning over the garbage cans and yelling and screaming and... Yes? You were going to say something? I don't know what it is. I don't know what my problem with UCLA has been ever since I was a kid. I always thought they were just a pack of jagoffs out there, even more so than SC. SC, you know what you get. With USC, you know what you've got. You've got privileged undergraduates who ain't really learning anything until they get into postgraduate work. You expect a certain level of I don't know, a sort of a stuffy, boring attitude out of the SC students. But you sort of expect a little something more from UCLA, and you don't quite get it, do you? See, as much as UCLA looks down its nose at USC as being the school of the spoiled, rotten kids, UCLA ain't got much more to offer. It's just a lot of knuckleheads. Crappy football. Used to have basketball, not anymore, so you can't even look to them for sports. So what have you got? It's just a bunch of jagoffs out there who, you know, pillage the village, do their midnight yell, get out of that school. I had met one guy who came out of UCLA that isn't making less money than me. There ain't one guy I know making more bread than me who came out of UCLA. Now, what is that? Is that the function of the business that I'm in? Is it the fact that I basically walk into the general manager's office every year and hold him up? Probably. The guys coming out of UCLA with master's degrees, and they are making like one-tenth the money that I'm making, and I don't make that much money to begin with. So even when I was growing up, and I couldn't afford to go to SC, and I wouldn't go to SC on a bet anyway, and that's just something about, it wasn't about the school, it was, you know, the neighborhood ain't all that good. But anyway, I would, UCLA wasn't much better. They both are a little tiresome, aren't they? We've just about had our fill of SC and UCLA. Their football game, their rivalry, their city championship, their bragging rights, the whole thing. You know what? You guys are so boring that we can't even begin to... let me count the ways. You and your cardinal and your gold and your faggoty powder blue, and pardon my language, but you know what I'm saying. And your whole thing, man. Both of you, get your own stadiums. Get out of L.A. Get out of Pasadena. Go play the ball game out somewhere out in Death Valley. Just get out of here with your schools. Now, I realize that a lot of this is probably bitterness coming from a guy that didn't go to a four-year college. But just beside the point, this is bitterness coming from a guy that, you know, I couldn't get out of a four-year school if somebody put a gun to my head. But other than that, SC and UCLA... Tommy freaking Trojan and that, hey, that's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. I think it's very healthy. Go ahead, kids. Burn the whole freaking city down. It's good. Good to see white kids up to some trouble. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-WHITE-AND-ASIAN. You black kids, stay home. Back to the dorm and study. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Atlanta, Tennessee.
Why don't you give me a...
Atlanta at 10. So what are you saying? So you think Tennessee will win? All right. Mr. Pacino believes that Tennessee will win their game against Atlanta. Tampa Bay at Oakland. What about that?
Why would you ask me that? You want me to pick Tampa Bay?
Well, sure, it doesn't matter to me.
Do you want me to pick Oakland? Who do you want? What do you want? I'll give you everything.
You can ask me to pick Tampa Bay. You can ask me to pick Oakland, okay? There's nobody left. There's nobody left. There's nobody left.
Well, sir, can you pick Tampa Bay?
You want me to pick Tampa Bay? I can pick Tampa Bay. You want me to pick Oakland? I can pick Oakland. I can't pick two teams. The reason why I can't pick two teams is because one team must win, the other team must lose. That is the way it is. I don't know anymore. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? How about picking Oakland?
All right, Oakland it is.
There's nobody left. There's nobody left in Oakland. There's nobody left. San Francisco at Carolina, same situation. Who are you going to pick, San Francisco? San Francisco has not won a football game in I don't know how long. Steve Mariucci is a complete and utter failure. He's a completer. Carolina, George Seifert, maybe they have something going for them. I don't know. Maybe Seifert wants to beat his old team. I don't know. Why do you keep asking me? I would say Carolina would win the game. San Francisco, I'll pick Carolina. Does that make you happy?
Yes, it does.
Does if me picking Carolina will make you happy, I'll pick Carolina. If picking San Francisco, I'll pick San Francisco. I don't know.
Well, sir,
I don't know.
All right, Al Pacino picks Carolina to beat San Francisco. That's all the time we have. Say goodbye, Mr. Pacino. Al Pacino and this is the professor for Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Pacino says thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bill Whitman here. This is the Phil Henry Show, and I'm very happy to have y'all with me tonight. My name is Darryl Weber. I do the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree, and Phil let me in here, for 30 minutes on a Friday so I can play for you music that I like. And all the UCLA students out there who I turn over garbage cans and everything, God bless you. You know, you're good kids. I know you set fire to a garbage can. You want to defecate on somebody's front lawn and urinate on a car or something like that. God bless you. And all of the wonderful life that you bring and all the joy of youth, you know. And every time I see a child peeing against the side of a building, I think, well, what youth is wonderful. That's a great thing. Now, I'm going to play a song for you. I got Al Pacino, though. He wanna request a song, Al? All right, I got it right now here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree, Al. Thanks a lot, Al. All right, Darryl Weber here on the Phil Henry Show.
When I was out, who took me? Give me that soul bound. Show me love again. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Make love like I do. Who can I depend on after all said and done?
Good song, Al. I think it's good.
I was thinking, man,
deal.
Oh, yeah.
What's your problem, Al? What's wrong? Al said he got the blues.
Mind you, Phil Henry will be at Rock Honda. He'll be out there tomorrow. He will be there to sign his CDs. That is, tomorrow, it'll be at noon, Rock Honda in Fontana. Phil is selling his CDs for $20. They'll go to my friend's place. It's a good cause. The band will be playing called the Super Cools. Why don't you go there and buy a CD? Why don't you go there at noon tomorrow? Buy a CD on the Phil Henry, Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Why don't you do that instead of standing around here night after night, day after day, acting as if you don't know what you want to do, Gail? Just do that. Make yourself happy. Do that. That's a good thing for you to do. What do you want me to say? I don't know anymore.
Daryl Weber on the Phil Henry Show. This is a Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. Al Pacino is with us.
What you got coming up next? What do you have coming up next?
All right, Al, coming up next now, we got a tune that I want to dedicate to you called Shake Your Money Maker.
Oh, that's just great. Shake Your Money Maker. That's just great. That's for me.
Yeah, that's for you, Al.
Wonderful. What is so I'm a whore? Am I a whore? Are you calling me a whore?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. It's the last two movies only, though. Only the last two movies. The rest of them been pretty good.
You're calling me a whore?
I would say when you did See Your Love, Frankie and Johnny and that other piece of crap.
How'd you like that, Al? That's called Shake Your Money Maker here on Daryl Weber's Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree here on the Phil Henry Show. You like that song?
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. Shake Your Money Maker. So the kid called me a whore. That's what that means, right? If you're shaking your money maker. Oh, great. What is this? So what is this, Al? Oh, great. Leave it to Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. Shake your money. Are you calling me a pussy? Are you calling me?
I'm just trying to cheer you up. Y'all bummed out and everything, okay?
Well, you don't have to play Leave it to Beaver to cheer me up. You understand? I got a potential $200 million movie. Do we turn that? Just turn it off, all right? Because there's no one left. There's nobody left. There's no one who understands me.
Every time you kiss me.
Oh, this is great. What is this?
At home in your arms.
So now I'm a faggot? Is that what I am now?
Give me love, Charlie, baby.
Oh, he ain't singing to you.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, give me love,
Charlie. All right, as long as he's not singing to me.
You give me love, Charlie. You give me love, Charlie, baby. I'd be glad to make me feel so good. My whole body had the shock. My heart's ticking like a clock. The way you love me, baby. I don't ever want you to stop. You give me love, shock. You give me love, shock. You give me love, shock, baby. I'd glad to make me feel so good. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you're
my girl. My heart is burning and I'm returning. Real, real, real good love. You give me love shot. You give me love shot. You give me love shot, baby. How the glad to make me feel so good. You give me love shot, baby. How the glad to make me feel so good. You give me love shot, baby.
Trying to undo all the damage done by so many white conservative talk show hosts. This is the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. I'm Darryl Weber. And who was that, Mike? Little Sonny. I love that. You give me a liver shot. You know, that's the first song I've ever heard about a guy having to have a liver shot. And to make...
He says love shot. He didn't say liver shot. Listen to what the man is saying. Did he say love shot or liver shot?
It sounded like you give me a liver shot.
The man is not anemic. He doesn't need iron. It's called love shot.
All right, it's my mistake.
You're damn right it's your mistake. There's nobody left.
Yeah, all right. Darryl Weber here, Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree on the Phil Henry Show. This is Darryl Weber, and this is the Funky Chicken Cacophony on the Phil Henry Show. Now I'd like to read Twas the Night Before Christmas. Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house. Now, oh, I don't have no more time. Forget it. I won't read it then. I don't
give up on love. You're pissing me off, Darryl. You're pissing me off.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. This dot, oh, shoot, I don't have no time.
Like that, if you're not
going to
do it.
Well, it's the night before Christmas, all through the house. How come I don't have enough time to do it? I rehearsed the whole thing. The night before Christmas, all through the house, got a kitchen with your 90 in the mouth.
You suck, Darryl.
Oh,
washed away the fear inside. I ain't gonna give up on. Darryl Weber, you suck.
Every beat of my heart, bound with joy and not with pain.
Just night before Christmas, all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, not a stocking was hung with the chimney.
Every beat of my heart, bound with joy.
Very sexy.
All the chicks dig this song. It's very sexy. It's about a man. He's in pain. He needs a woman, you know.
Very sexy.
All of them painful memories only brought me to my knees. I was just giving up on love. Little Johnny Taylor.
Thank you. Neil Saavedra. I love Neil Saavedra's show.